With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The word coming out of the Middle East, certainly promising following a bloody two-year war. However, nothing official just yet. President Trump does say that Israel and Hamas have agreed to be in the first phase of a plan to pause fighting and release some hostages and prisoners. He says this is the first step toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace. Pakistan says its forces raided a hideout on the Pakistani Taliban near the Afghan border late Wednesday, triggering a fierce battle. 11 soldiers and 19 militants were killed. President Trump is going after Democratic leaders in Illinois.
The president wrote online that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, both Democrats, should be jailed for opposing his deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago. He claimed that they're failing to protect ICE officers. National Guard troops from Texas are now positioned outside Chicago, despite a lawsuit by the state and city to block their deployment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Randy Irwin, president of the National Federation of Government Employees, is putting down the president.
We are in a dangerous spot in this country when the president thinks that he can just, ignore laws that are written in plain English. That law that you must give back pay to federal employees, okay? That is written in plain English, and he's just telling the American people that he's going to ignore it.
Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, it's all talk and no go. Republicans and Democrats continue blaming one another over the government shutdown and possibly how to end it. This is SRN News. Americans today are worried about the birth rate.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 53% of adults believe that people choosing to have fewer children in the future will hurt the U.S. That's up 6 points from last year. A growing number of experts have been drawing attention to the falling American birth rate. Women of childbearing age need to average 2.1 kids to keep a country's population steady. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6 and headed down, a problem afflicting much of the industrialized world. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supreme Court has heard arguments in its latest LGBT case, weighing the constitutionality of conversion therapy laws passed by half the states. The justices hearing a suit from a Christian counselor challenging a Colorado law that prohibits therapy aimed at helping young people to abandon the homosexual lifestyle. This is SRN News. Police in Britain say they have disrupted a major criminal network suspected of smuggling 40,000 stolen mobile phones from the UK to China. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Police say the operation is the largest ever staged to tackle phone theft.
Stop. Turn around.
Police body cam footage shows the arrests of two men aged in their 30s in northeast London on suspicion of handling stolen goods. A popular method the criminals use is e-bike snatching. The Metropolitan Police handout shows a bike rider snatching a phone from a woman at a London bus stop and later an arrest.
A total of 46 people have been arrested in that operation, including two men who were detained in London last month on suspicion of handling stolen goods. That after 2,000 phones were found in their car and addresses linked to them. More details at srnnews.com.